Editorial. Ground game Texas. Destabilizing a well-run city under the guise of reform. Texas border business. Texas border business. In a city like McAllen, which has long prided itself on stable governance and ethical leadership, the emergence of Ground Game Texas threatens to undo years of progress. This organization, under the pretense of expanding democracy, is not addressing any real issue of corruption or mismanagement, but is instead engaging in a dangerous game of destabilization. Their so-called reforms, packaged in ballot initiatives like Proposition A and B, seek to fundamentally alter the city's charter in unnecessary, costly, and potentially destructive ways to McAllen's well-run government. McAllen, a model of ethical governance. Under Mayor Javier Villalobos's leadership, McAllen has thrived as a city committed to transparency, responsible governance, and growth. There is no widespread corruption here, and no scandals rock City Hall. So why does Ground Game Texas feel the need to reform McAllen's governance? The answer lies not in a need to root out corruption, but rather in the organization's broader agenda to inject unnecessary and radical progressive changes into cities across Texas. McAllen's mayor and other city leaders have been clear, the city has enjoyed a reputation for ethical governance. Yet, Ground Game Texas is leveraging the mere perception of corruption, backed by surveys of residents misled by fearmongering campaigns. McAllen doesn't need sweeping reforms or more layers of bureaucracy. The United States Constitution and existing city laws protect its democracy. The high cost of Ground Game Texas's propositions. Ground Game Texas is pushing propositions A and B, which would introduce new mechanisms like referendums, recalls, and campaign finance limits. On the surface, these may sound like measures to empower the community, but at what cost? Implementing these changes would burden McAllen taxpayers with a hefty price tag, estimated at $250,000, to hold a special election for these propositions. Shouldn't Ground Game Texas foot the bill for their political agendas rather than asking McAllen's hardworking residents to pay for their misguided campaigns? Furthermore, these propositions would increase the risk of political instability. With recall measures and referendums, elected officials could be embroiled in constant political maneuvering rather than focusing on running the city. This does not make the government more accountable, it makes it chaotic. McAllen's leaders, who have worked diligently to build a stable and thriving city, deserve to continue doing their jobs without the constant threat of political disturbance. Why McAllen? A strategic target, not a problem to solve. The choice to target McAllen for these initiatives is not about fixing any specific problems within the city. Ground Game Texas has a track record of focusing on cities not because of existing issues but because these cities serve as strategic footholds for their broader political agenda. McAllen is their latest target, a politically significant city in the Rio Grande Valley that can serve as a springboard for their progressive ambitions across Texas. Their past campaigns, such as decriminalizing marijuana in cities like Austin, Denton, and San Marcos, are not based on addressing fundamental, pressing local concerns but rather on forcing progressive policies into communities that may not want or need them. McAllen residents should ask themselves, why McAllen? Why now? What are Ground Game Texas's true motivations if the city isn't riddled with corruption or problems? Destabilization disguised as democracy. Ground Game Texas presents itself as a champion of democracy, but democracy in McAllen is already functioning. The U.S. Constitution and Texas state laws provide more than adequate protection for local governance. The organization's push for more direct democracy through referendums and recalls ignores that elected representatives are already accountable to the voters. Introducing these mechanisms doesn't strengthen democracy. It undermines the stability and order that effective governance requires. Mayor Villalobos and the city's other leaders are rightly resisting these changes. Ground Game Texas's agenda doesn't align with McAllen's needs, and their reforms could create an environment where the threat of constant recalls and expensive political battles paralyzes city officials. Preserve stability, reject Ground Game Texas. McAllen is a well-run city with a model of effective governance. There is no reason to introduce instability under the pretense of reform. Ground Game Texas's efforts with Proposition A and B are not about empowering citizens but destabilizing a city that doesn't need fixing. These unnecessary measures' financial and political costs are too significant for McAllen's residents to bear. As Mayor Villalobos has emphasized, McAllen's governance is already working. It's time to stand against ground game Texas and reject their disruptive agenda. By opposing these misguided propositions, let's preserve McAllen's stability, integrity, and prosperity. Vote against Proposition A and B, and protect the future of our city.